Alaska's vaccination effort is one of the most successful in the nation. More than 20% of Alaskans have received at least one dose. But some racial groups lag far behind that rate, and community leaders have stepped in to push for creative ways to reduce the disparities. Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan reports on one clinic that vaccinated dozens of Pacific Islanders and Native Hawaiians in Anchorage this week.
You might not expect to hear the sound of chopping vegetables at a vaccine clinic. But on Tuesday at the Manai Fo Church in Airport Heights, there's an almost celebratory atmosphere. There's Samoan music blaring in the kitchen, balloons in the doorway, and a table spread filled with fresh fruit, lemon water, and bagged sandwiches. Guests sit at socially distanced fold-out chairs enjoying snacks, while across the partition, two nurses and scrubs give vaccines, sometimes with the help of a translator. Ian Taula got his first dose of vaccine. He says he was worried about the safety of the vaccine at first.
A lot of things on the media really affect like your decision. But then I thought about it again. You know, I live with elderly grandparents.
And he says seeing all the other Samoans around at the clinic makes everyone feel a little bit more at ease.
Having it in a church setting is more comfortable because this is what we grew up with.
And of course...
Well, and there's food too and music, so...
But despite the fun, the clinic is doing important work to inoculate an underserved community in Anchorage against COVID-19. Anchorage Public Health Manager Christy Lawton first saw the troubling stats on Islander vaccinations back in January.
They were showing literally like 0% initially vaccinated.
That number has grown, but the vaccination rate for Pacific Islanders and Native Hawaiians is still just a fraction of the rate of the general population. It's not clear why. There's no good data about vaccine hesitancy or a breakdown of how many people qualify under current state criteria. The city still has to follow state guidelines about who's allowed to get vaccinated, but it can work within those guidelines to achieve equity.
It's not about one group being more important than the other, but really recognizing the negative impact and the higher risk that they are, and that there's just more challenges for them accessing more traditional sites.
Everyone is welcome at the Manai Fo Church, but the clientele is almost exclusively Islander. That's in large part a testament to community organizers. Lawton says the city hosted community meetings to get ideas about how to address the disparity, and the idea of targeted clinics came up. A representative of the Polynesian community spoke up.
They were one of the first ones that raised their hands and said, please come.
More specifically, a Samoan nurse and community leader, Judy Tanavasa, volunteered her husband's church, which became site for the clinic. Tanavasa says that from giving up time at her normal job to securing use of the church, it's been a lot of effort.
But I'm very, very happy with the outcome. Just sitting here this morning and watching people walk in to get their vaccination, it just warmed up my heart.
She's also been doing translation work, which isn't easy. She says Samoan doesn't always have a simple way to describe a term from Western medicine. Just one example, here's her best translation of the word immunity. Basically, she has to explain the entire concept, since there's no single word that can take its place. And cultural translation is just as important. Tanavasa says finding the right location for the vaccine clinic and having food available was key.
Especially our culture, when there's no food, then I don't think there's a gathering here.
By the end of the day, all 80 doses have been used. Tanavasa says the effort was a success and that it could be used as a model for future clinics. It will take a lot more clinics like this to truly make up for the disparity, but the kitchen crew, at least, is ready. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.